Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ginger Shinault. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duster Males. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Duster Males. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker takes first base on ball four. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Mails, and towards Sewell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler takes first base on ball four. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Shinault and he is safe. Sisler steals second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker throws the ball into Stevenson, who tags Jacobson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Sisler scores. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails fires to first and has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Sewell, who tags Williams for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Speaker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ginger Shinault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shinault is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shinault hits a fly ball towards left field. Williams drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards home. Severide tags Gardner out. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Browns, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McKenna settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Shinault and he is safe. Sisler steals third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a fly ball towards center. Speaker catches it and throws to home to double up Sisler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Duster Males is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Males is 0 for 1 in the game. Males hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson bunts for a single. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerbe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McInnes reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shocker covering, for the out. McInnes moves to third. One out. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McInnes tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shocker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellerbe moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground that hits Sisler. Sisler is out and Jacobson is safe at first. There goes Sisler trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Chenault settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ginger Chenault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chenault is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chenault hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shocker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duster Mails is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mails is 0-for-2 in the game. Mails strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards second. Stevenson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shocker takes first base on ball 4. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-3 in the game. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McInnes hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellerb hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a pop-up towards third. Ellerb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graney pinch hits for Ginger Shinault. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.